Now, one of the most important insights into the nature of mind from the Lankavatara Sutra is the fact that the mind is layered. It's deep. It's rich and complex. And going into this particular teaching helps us to see that changing the mind, turning from a confused and rigid mind with ill will and craving and suffering and so on, isn't just a matter of having different thoughts, just good thoughts. I'm having a good thought. Even good resolutions. You know, enlightenment isn't just about thinking about something. It's topical this time of year, with New Year's resolutions due. Maybe some of you are thinking about making a resolution to maybe meditate every day, or give up smoking, or dietary things, or something like that. To be nicer to others, whatever it may be. It's good to have resolutions. It's a good time of year to have resolutions, to start fresh. And you can make that resolution to meditate every day, and you seem sure and convinced, you know that meditation is really good for you and really important. And, you know, 1st of January, you're up there, you're sitting. 2nd of January, you're up there, you're sitting. 3rd, 4th, you know, you're doing it, yes. Gradually, imperceptibly, into the mind, there comes that little thought, well, I don't really need to do it today. It's going well. Have a break. And slowly the resolution just sort of dissolves, vanishes. So why is this? What goes on? So we need to look at the structure, the texture, the outer and inner of mind, of consciousness. And the Lankavatara Sutra's insights are that we have, in fact, 8 consciousnesses. 8 consciousnesses. So mind, consciousness is layered. They're not all separated out. They're all intimately connected. Our mind, our consciousness is multi-layered. And I'm going to be simplifying this teaching. This is a very complex topic indeed. But let's try to get hold of the spirit of the thing. So first of all, there are the 6 sense consciousnesses. So the first 5 consciousnesses are really quite straightforward at first sight. There's the eye consciousness, conscious of sight objects, you see. There's the ear consciousness of sounds, the nose consciousness of smells, tongue, consciousness of tastes. There's the consciousness of touch. It's all consciousness. They're all consciousnesses. Actually, the Lankavatara goes even further. They say whatever is seen, heard, sensed, that is only consciousness. There's nothing separate from consciousness. We'll come to that a bit later. But just to say that in the Yogacara, in the Lankavatara Sutra, the inner and outer is all mind. It's not your mind, it's not my mind. It's all mind. It's pretty obvious if you think about it, because you can only know anything through mind. You cannot know it in and of itself. I know you, I have an experience of you, because of mind. But if I look for my mind, if I go in, I won't find my mind. In one Yogacara text it says, there are many names, many metaphors for self and things, but they are only transformations of mind, transformations of consciousness. I've mentioned the 5 consciousness. The 6th consciousness is mind consciousness. Our mind is regarded as a sort of sense. This is, if you like, ordinary mind, if you like. It's consciousness of feelings, emotions, thoughts, ideas, intuitions, imaginings, will, volition. This is all mind, ordinary mind, manovijnana. And of course, we need practice at first is at this level. It's at the level of these 6 consciousness. We need to be aware of what's going on through our senses, including our mind. Practice at this level is noticing what's happening, particularly practicing mindfulness, practicing ethics, practice basic meditation, mindfulness of breathing, and so on. This is where we work, calming the sense consciousnesses, refining them in order to calm the mind, integrate the mind, focus the mind. On a retreat like this, you simplify, there's less distraction. The meditation calms the mind, integrates the mind, expands the mind. That's what we're doing. We're working on this level of mind, of the first six levels of consciousness. But there are deeper levels that influence us powerfully, where we need to go to in order to work and practice if we're to make lasting progress.